Hello.
Hi, is that Laura?
Hi, speaking.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling regarding your Scottish Redress application. Is now a better time to talk?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to confirm details for data protection purposes. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Yes, it's Miss Laura Ann McLaughlin.
And were you known by any previous names?
No.
No? No name change from marriage or the name?
Well, not legally, if that makes sense. So, my school certificate, when I left for qualifications, had a different name, but it wasn't legally changed through Depol or anything like that. I can give you the name.
Yes, Anderson. That's okay. So Laura Anderson.
Yeah.
Was that the name that was used while you were in care, or was it?
No, my name would have been Laura Ann McLaughlin in care.
Okay, no worries.
I changed it at school briefly, but it was never like a legal document, or it never went through court, or I don't know. I don't even know why they were allowed to put it on a legal document. To be honest,
yeah.
It wasn't a legal name change. So.
Yeah, so sometimes it's just random, isn't it? And then want to be able to get your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's the 1st of the 11th, 1994.
So, and just confirm the email we have on file for you is your full name at gmail.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And is this the best contact number for you?
Yes, it is.
Lovely. And your current address?
It's 842 Walk, Trunen, EH23 1FE.
What was the postcode, sorry?
EH331FE.
1FE, perfect. And do you have an address that was used prior to care?
Prior to being in foster care?
Yeah, if you knew it, or just the area or anything.
Fuck, Renfrew, I think, was the first time I ever got put into care, I think.
Ren, how do you spell that, sorry?
No, sorry. It would have been Paisley.
Paisley, no worries.
Yeah.
And did you know your parents' names?
Yeah, so my mum's known as Sarah McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And my dad's name is Mark Anderson.
Thank you very much. So just to let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes as well. So, obviously, I appreciate the discussing experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult. So, at any point if during the call, if you need a break, explanation, any extra support, if you want to continue another time, just let me know.
No worries.
Also, do you suffer from any communication difficulties or anything you want to let me know?
I don't know.
No? No worries. Thank you. So, the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, go through the funding and fees, and then we'll gather initial information to assess on how we can assist you on eligibility and everything like that. So is that all okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So I just want to go through all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply...
I know this is going to sound, and I don't mean to be rude, Francesca.
That's okay.
Jamie explained absolutely everything. I take it because you're a new person, you have to explain it all over again.
No, I don't. That's okay.
because I am happy to use you guys. Jamie's explained your 15% in tax. He's explained the whole situation. The only question I had for Jamie was, obviously I know you do all the kind of digging, right? But see for, like, my... notes from social services. Well, I don't know how it works, but I'm assuming I personally would have to request that because you have to sign a form for them to release the documents, or are you able to do that? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, so once we take the statements from you and all the different case settings, we look into it then and we find all the local councils, the social services that you are under. We contact them and request the subject access requests. then they come back to us. So if you everything you sign, then we've got your permission to get the documents on your behalf. And then if there's anything that they can't give us or you have to get yourself, we'll be back in contact. But
okay, that makes sense. I just wasn't sure. I was on the website the other day and it was like an access form and I was like, I wasn't sure like if you guys were able to request it on my behalf or not.
Yeah, so following you signing the contracts with us, we're able to request them on your behalf. So that's okay. So we can do everything for you, so you don't have to do anything, that's okay.
No worries.
Double checking where Jamie got up to now. Sorry, 2 seconds.
No, it's okay.
So he's gone through everything with you, all the information about us, and everything's perfect.
Yeah, I think I've had 2 or 3 calls with Jamie, and I've been
really tight
about it, but I'm happy with all the terms and conditions, the 60%, the
amazing.
Tax cost of that, and all that kind of stuff as well. So yeah, I'm pretty happy. I probably say like, you know, the majority of the time being care experienced, there was 3 incidents that were quite, there was one placement that I was in where I was actually being verbally abused and psychologically abused in a placement, and the male carer actually, there was a allegation made from my younger brother that the male carer had hit him as well. And I know that's a thing about my younger brother, but it obviously paints a picture of the carer.
We pop all that in as well.
So there is 3 incidents where I'd say that I was failed by the local authority and safeguarded.
So what we'll start with first, so just go through the case settings you were in. So regarding where those instances happened, were they in different care settings? Where were they?
So I unfortunately was moved around a lot when I was younger. So when I first went into foster care around the age of 7 years old, I was placed with an older couple. And actually, there's more incidents than what I'm saying. I'll just tell you how it is, because now that you've said that, it makes me think more. So I lived with foster carers, right, and at the time when I first was placed into foster care, I had a lot of trauma. It obviously came from a really difficult, like, childhood and stuff like that. And whilst in the care of those carers, my brother began to sexually abuse me in all different kind of mannerisms, in the sense of touching me inappropriately, having sexual intercourse. There should be records of the fact that my brother took pictures of my naked body while I was a child. That should have been recorded, because we were then kicked out of that property and out of that placement due to that.
Yeah. So was this the first one you were at?
Yeah, so that was the very, very first placement I was ever put in.
Do you recall any names of the carers or the area?
The area was New Mains, which is a kind of Lanarkshire area in Scotland.
Yeah.
I unfortunately can't remember the names.
That's
of the,
okay. The area helps, because we can get in contact with the local council.
All my records will be under Renfrewshire Council anyway, because I was allocated throughout different placements, but they were my local authority. So even if I stayed in the Mains, it still goes through Renfrewshire Council, because that's how it works in Scotland. And I also work in social services.
Yeah.
So
what was that place called, sorry?
It's Renfrewshire Council in Paisley, and they have all my records.
Except
if he's required like medical records, then that's the NHS. But all my records will be Renfrewshire Council, because I was always allocated a social worker through that council, because that's where I was originally placed. So
on that note as well, would I be able to grab the name of the GP that you're with for the medical records?
So no problem. So I am with Trinent Medical Practice, so TRANENT.
Trinent Medical Practice. And whereabouts is that?
That's in Trinent, so that's in Trinent.
Does it have like smaller practices within that, or is it just one?
No, it's just one practice.
Okay, no worries. So regards to the first first placement you were in, in the Lancashire area. So it was stuff with your brother. Were the carers, like, were they aware?
I personally, I guess, like, looking back now, I just don't think they were very aware. I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. So the thing is, right, I was urinating the bed every day, right, and I was getting into trouble all the time for it, but actually, in fact, it was like a reaction to being abused. So, like, I felt like they weren't,
they were just letting it go, not worried of what was causing it.
I think, partially, I don't really know, like, the reason, but personally, if a child was in my care, right, and I work in social services, by the way, I work for social work.
Yeah.
Somebody was in my care, right, and there was, like, certain things happening, like urinating the bed, being emotionally distressed. Like, I would investigate that. So what I felt with the carers was that they were looking after us to an extent, but they weren't... I don't even know what the fuck the word I would use. Like,
did you say, like, slightly, like, fully, abandoned?
They weren't fully immersed in the fostering. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, it's like they were missing, like, signs of abuse. Does that make sense? Like, they were missing, like, see, although they knew about the pictures, like, they did know about the pictures, but they didn't put two and two together that I was being sexually abused by my brother and their property.
Yeah, so would you say it was, like, kind of, like, abandoned? Like, you know, like...
I think lack of supervision. Lack of supervision. Lack of, like,
attention,
like, awareness and attention.
Awareness,
right?
Yeah. So you just kind of put to the side, like, they didn't, they just kind of let everything pass, they didn't care. Okay. So was that, so that was the first one, and then you were taken away from that
and
one
then,
because of that.
Yep, so when they found the pictures, we were removed from that foster placement. And then we went to a foster placement in Blantyre. Well, we jumped about a lot. And then we were placed in a more kind of, like, what are you doing?
Sorry,
the guy in front, a driver just drove right over a line that he shouldn't have to get into somewhere he shouldn't have. Sorry.
That's okay.
So, yeah, we get moved about, but I guess in another, I'll jump to the next incident, right? So, I was playing...
And where about was this one? Sorry,
this
go on.
No, it's okay. It's in Blantyre, which, again, is in Lanarkshire. So, I was placed with an older couple in Blantyre, and I went to primary school there. So, pretty much, the carers were highly abusive, as in I... made a complaint, a report, and they still remain foster carers even after the abuse, right? So, in relation to myself, well, I guess to paint a picture,
I lost you there for a second.
That's okay. So,
you're saying you made complaints and reports, and then they're still foster carers.
So whilst I lived with them, my brother made an allegation that the male carer had hit him with a pole, and my brother got moved on, like, moved out. But during my whole time in that placement, the foster carers were very emotional and psychologically abusive.
Yeah.
They would use food to punish you. They also, during my placement, there was another young boy who lived there in a foster placement, and they were abusing him, and I reported that as well, and they still continue to be carers afterwards. So the woman and the man verbally abused me all the time, calling me things like sluts, whores. They would control what I wore, like all that kind of stuff. Like, so there was like manipulation, coercive control, there was like verbal, there was verbal abuse, there was almost physical abuse. If the woman, if the female carer's son didn't walk in, she would have slapped me, but he stopped it.
Who stopped it, sorry?
The carer, the female carer's son. He actually witnessed her being verbally abusive towards me, and she went to slap me, and I ran away. So he walked in, and he seen her hands, like, backwards, as if she was going to, the motion to slap me.
Yeah.
So I ran out, and then obviously I reported after that, and then I was moved placement again. But during that whole placement, I was abused pretty much the whole time. And every, the only thing I must admit, that there wasn't physical or sexual abuse. However, if it wasn't for the son walking in, I would have been physically abused.
The verbal and the psychological is damaging
and
enough.
Emotional, absolutely. Like, the way they used to treat me and other children in that placement was horrendous.
Yeah.
And I reported it to the local authority, and they continued to be foster carers after that, even though I wasn't the only one to make an allegation against those carers.
So regarding, so obviously the emotional, psychological, verbal, is there any other examples you can give me, or say like how it made you feel?
During that time, I started to develop mental health problems during that placement.
Yeah.
And I started self-harming and stuff. Had suicidal ideation, definitely traits of depression and anxiety. I was bullied really badly because the carers didn't, how would I put it, didn't clothe or dress me appropriately. Despite them getting fucking hundreds of money for me, they just but yeah, I don't have like many examples, but there should be like an official report that should have been made, because I had to give an official report because it was an allegation against abuse.
So obviously you've made how long ago were these allegations made, and have they been closed since? Was it when you were there that you did the report?
It was when I was there, and
okay.
So I reported it whilst I lived there, and then they moved me out of that property.
Okay, got you.
Yep.
So it was just constant, ongoing, just the daily treatment, just coercive, psychological.
There was a lot of coercive control there, as in, like, I wasn't allowed to have boy friends, not as in, like, relationships, but I wasn't allowed boys as friends. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. I wasn't allowed to wear certain clothing. I wasn't allowed to straighten my hair. I wasn't allowed out of school during, like, break time. I had to be in so that I wasn't allowed to talk to boys and stuff, and then you used to call me a slut and a whore and all that.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was only like 10 and 11, so like, I certainly wasn't doing any of that sort of shit with boys at that time, so
So that was when you were about age 10, yeah?
Yeah, probably even before that, in all honesty. I'd probably say about 9.
9, okay.
Yeah.
So would you say, like, I'm not too sure if this is obviously the right words, you can correct me, but was it like you were treated kind of like an object, like they, obviously with all this control,
I'd say so. I'd pretty much say that I was only there to line their pockets with money. Like, no, I wasn't there for them to nurture, love, care, or be good role models. Like, it was the opposite that I received while I was living there.
Yeah. So that they treated you like an object for money and control, and okay. So following the report, you reported that one, and then you got moved again.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long are the time periods? So how long were you at this one?
In Blantyre.
Yeah.
I want to say like around 2 years. I'm not like definitely over a year. I know that for sure. But I definitely say over 2 years, because I remember at least doing half of primary 6, primary 7 in the first year, And then I'm sure I moved on after that. So I'm sure it was around two years.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. So when you were, so say, roughly 11, then you moved to a different one. So you were now in high school.
Yep.
And what was that one?
So the last incident, I don't know if you want to put them together rather than, like, apart. I don't really know, because obviously I've got a witness to this, right? Because I'm still friends. Well, put it this way, my son is currently with that foster carer right now, like my own child. Like, that's how close we are as family. Anyway, she is a witness if it ever needs to go down that route, because she was the one that reported some of this stuff. So anyway, whilst I was placed in her care around 2007 or 2008, I can't remember the exact year, but it was either 2007 or 2008.
So with the, so you think with this is we, so this is the things that happened before 2004.
Oh no, see, so the first incident,
so the others were before. So if, I'll still add it on. I'll still get the statement off you, just in case, because it was ongoing from before. But it might not qualify, but we'll put it on anyway.
Yeah, no worries. So the last incident was that when I was approximately 11 years old, I was being groomed by an older male who lived in the same village as me, and my foster carer at the time reported it to social services, and when she reported it, the concerns over my well-being, they weren't, how would I put it, they weren't, pretty much, they said invite him to dinner, even though, like, I was actually at risk. So, like, I was actually at 11 years old having sexual intercourse with a male over the age of 18 who was grooming me.
Did you say that they didn't invite him for dinner? Was that, like, how the social worker saw them?
Yeah, that's apparently what the social worker said to the foster carer is, there's nothing really much we can do, you know, but, and pretty much said invite him.
Yeah, they were very much welcoming for it. Like,
yeah, so it's like they were dismissing the fact that I was, like, I'm not entirely sure, like, what she reported, how she reported it, but I know for a fact now, as an adult looking back, I was being groomed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he was over the age of 18, and I was only 11, and he was taking me into the woods and having sex with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So with this one, so you were let down by the social services?
Yeah, pretty much, because it was then, and then, like, so this older male and his friend, who also then got involved and started grooming me, were also supplying me with illicit substances and stuff, and alcohol underage. Yeah, and this was reported to social work services.
Yeah. So regarding the carer, so did the carer, other than report it, do anything to help, or was it just didn't?
She moved me on. I lost my placement because she felt she couldn't keep me safe, so I get moved on again.
Yeah. So you were only moved because she decided it and not because the social worker thought you were unsafe?
Yeah, because she felt she could not keep me safe, and social work weren't providing a safety plan to minimise risk. To safeguard me, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. What did you say at the start? Sorry, you mentioned something about who it was, and then your son or something. I didn't quite catch all of it. You mentioned something at the start about the incident, about the setting that was the last one. You said you were really close.
Oh, so see the last incident that I just explained to you about the grooming?
Yeah.
See, the foster carer that I was living with at that time, like, we class each other as family. So what I was saying is she would be happy to give you, like, a statement, because she was
the
foster carer who disclosed the concerns to social services around the grooming and all that.
I got you.
Yeah.
And what was her name?
So her name's Sharon Campbell.
Sharon Campbell. is that CAMPBELL? Or is
yeah,
that
too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. Just go through. So would you like me to run it back to you just so you could hear what I've written?
No, it's okay, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm quite
okay.
happy. And if you need more details, you know, I can obviously
yeah.
like go through my files and figure it out.
Yeah.
There's probably
perfect.
A lot more that I don't remember because I've got PTSD and stuff like that. So my
yeah.
brain doesn't, like, it comes back and
it's blackout.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, no, that's okay. Well, thank you for sharing everything today and what you could recall and everything. So get back in touch if there's anything else
yep.
that you remember or if you want to. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Comments that I remember or anything like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
amazing. Thank you. So following on from the statement part now, so I'll just go through a few other things with you. So the next section to speak about is the type of payments. So regarding your applications, there's two types of applications you can do. So the first one is the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. And then there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, and that's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and the thing we've spoken about today, so I would probably try and push for the individually assessed payment.
Okay, I'll take your advice. I probably
yeah.
would as well, actually. Not,
if
you know
a you
what?
May as
it's
well.
It's not about the money, and this is what I keep saying to people.
I'm, yeah.
It's, like,
it's the recognition.
It's the recognition that social services, by the way, I work in social work.
Yeah.
And I'm currently going through a moment of, like, complaining about my own boss because
yeah.
of some of the shit he's saying and doing because I'm like, that's morally
you say,
wrong.
Like, you say, like,
you know what I mean?
You,
so, like,
you kind of joined that to
yeah.
try and fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I joined social services to try and fix
yeah.
what went wrong with myself. And in my own head, I was like, I'm going to change this. I've got this magic wand and I've got all the power.
Yeah.
It's a lot. The system is fucked beyond fear. And I'm sorry
yeah.
to say that out loud.
That's okay.
Honestly, genuinely, like 16 years ago, I left foster. Well, not today, but 16 years ago, I left foster care and we're still no further forward. And I think
no.
that says a lot.
We,
know,
wouldn't,
so,
we wouldn't be having
yeah.
this conversation if
yeah.
it wasn't, would we?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I would
yeah.
go for the individual assessment, to be honest with you, because
okay.
I think
yeah.
I think they would have more records than what I've probably said out loud to you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll go through, we'll gather all the evidence, we'll do everything for you, and then if we require any information, I'll give you a call. Or if you have
yeah.
anything that you want to give to us, just
yeah.
send it over or you can call me again.
Yeah,
so following this now, so I'll write all this up. And then I'll send you your contracts over. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority. And then we also need proof of address and identity.
Yep.
So if you're able to send over, so we just need like an ID or a passport, photographic
yeah,
preferably.
No worries.
And then
yep.
proof of address dated in the last three
yep.
months. So just any letters that have been sent
yeah.
to your house or anything
no
like
worries.
That.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'll get this all written up and then I'll get the contract sent over to you. So you'll be able to see the statement on the contracts I send as well. You can choose to read it or you can not. Some people do,
yep.
some people don't.
Yeah.
And then when you're happy to sign, so I can either give you a call back while I send them if you need any assistance like with anything, or you can do it in your own time and get them back to me.
Yeah.
And then following that, then we'll send it off to redress.
Yep.
They get back in contact. We are given like a reference for you, and then that's when your application is then processed with the other team who gathered the evidence. So it might be required, so you'll have to do a witness statement. Possibly we might call in to you, say the foster carer for a conversation, anything like that. So would you be happy to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
I've already spoken to my Auntie Sharon about that because she actually mentioned some other things that I wasn't.
Yeah.
That she had reported to social services that I didn't even know about. So, like, she probably is somebody good for you guys to actually talk to because.
She will
also
have more information. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she reported it. She done the recording. She done the like legal documentation of recording.
Yeah.
You know, so she knows exactly the concerns that she raised to social services and the responses that she got from them.
Yeah.
But she chose to move me on. they didn't, because even though, like, she raised concerns, it was, she'd done it to protect me. She never done it out of badness or anything.
Yeah. And did you say, so you went to her in 2007, or was it prior, and then you were there for that lot, like?
No, so I got moved, after the abuse from the carers in Blantyre, I then get moved to Sharn's home in Straven.
So that was in
Straven. So that's where the grooming had taken place.
How do you spell that, sorry?
Oh, God, so it's
just whatever, I can try and figure it out, then I'll have a look into it. But
right, wait, I'll quickly do it, right, because it's, so it's, I'm pretty sure it's, so it's S-T-R-A.
Yeah.
T-H-A.
T-H.
A.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
V-E-N.
Okay, perfect, I got that. Yeah, I did not have that written down. dyslexic, it's not good. Okay, so, and that was, so you were age 9 to 11 with the older couple, and then you went to this one then after that?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Okay, well, thank you very much. So I'll try and get this sorted and try and get them sent to you by the end of the day, so I'll try and get them done by 5. And then if you have any questions or anything, send over an email and I can give you a call in the morning.
No worries.
Yeah, but if not, so it's just, I'll send over the email as well regarding the...
And I'll scan the documents you require, like ID and stuff, over to you and send it to your email as well.
Oh yeah, perfect. Thank you very much. So I'll send an email regarding that, just with everything on there, that things that you can send or use, so you can just reply to that one and then I'll get it on the system. Yeah, perfect.
No worries. Well,
thank you very much for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, honey. You have a lovely day.
And you. Enjoy your evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye.